Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com.
Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Woo! Good morning, everybody. What's the buzz? Hop up. Good morning. Welcome to Office Hours. It is Friday, 6/9/69. Love it. Love that kind of comedy. 9 a.m. here on the West Coast in Glendale, California, here at the Absolutely headquarters, home of all your favorite shows. Everything we do is go. Everything we do is go. Woo! Mama,
why should you want to know?
What's your mind about the future? Come on, we got to get our energy up. It is the summer almost. It's June. Wow. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Big, 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 big show today. Lots of activity. Let's jump into some calls, and then we can figure out where the hell this show's going to go today. I got no agenda. I've got nothing planned. Just you. Just the wonderful callers of Office Hours. Just the wonderful callers of Office Hours. Stuart, my love.
The wonderful callers of Office
Stuart, my love.
Just
hello.
The wonderful callers of Office
hello,
Hours.
Hello, how are you, Stu?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on? How are you?
I'm very well. Am I the first to call in?
You are, sir. You are the first caller of the day. I just jumping right in.
Well, good morning, good evening. It's
good morning.
I'm here in Perth. It's midnight.
Yes, Perth. I realize why I'm getting all these international calls is because you guys are night owls. You're not like me. You're not up fresh as a daisy at 6 a.m. ready to seize the day. You are, the listeners I'm talking about, are a bunch of night owls. You like it at the nighttime. Somebody said I should do the show at night, folks. You're not going to get this kind of energy at night from me. It'll be more lethargic.
Yeah, look, I've had a few drinks and I got back. I've been watching the news. I've been catching up on the Comey. I've been catching up on the UK. And I saw you were about.
I have to tell you, folks, isn't it ironic that Donald Trump's main adversary these days is a guy whose last name is Comey? I mean, if there's anyone out there who could use a comb.
it's a hole in one. He's a 6'9" guy, apparently, and
he's huge.
He's good.
He's a big man.
He's very tall and impressive, I have to say. Did you watch his testimony, or do you care? Or do you find the whole thing humorous, or kind of watching from afar?
I gotta say, when we go to bed at night in Australia, I think I'm one of a number of people who wake up in the morning and I type in Donald Trump into Google just to see what insanity.
What mess he stepped in this time.
Because sometimes I wake up in the morning and I type in Donald Trump, and I remember when it's like, oh, well, James Comey's been fired. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up the next morning and he said, Sadiq Khan in London is, what a disgrace.
Right.
And you kind of wake up every morning and there's a new little gift.
So this morning he said, what did he say? Despite all the lies and untruths from Comey, I've been totally vindicated.
Well, that's
so
complete.
I guess some of the stuff he said was true, or how can he be? Maybe, I don't know. It's really transparent. The things that vindicate me are true, and the things that make me look bad are lies.
Well, because right? That's what I want to ask you is, look, I've been to America a number of times, and I love it when I go to America. I have a lot of respect for America. And
thank you.
And it seems that, I mean, what do you think as an American? Because
it's very embarrassing, I guess. But it's a big country. There's lots of people that feel embarrassed for this that this guy's at the helm. But you know, it's not. Hopefully, it'll sort itself out over time. But it's seems to be doing some serious damage. To the but that's been going on for a long. I mean, the place that America's place in the world has been taking hits to it for quite a while now. So this seems to be continuing a trend.
We in Australia, we suck up to America. You're our number one boys over there,
we set the pace, we set the tone.
We don't want to do anything to piss off America, and so we're big Trump supporters over here, as you know, officially,
right?
I
gotta say, I mean, I've been over there a few times and I love it over there, and it feels like you guys got such a good thing going in general. Just I know there's lots of, you have your own problems and everything, and there are issues that you might not want to get into with Aboriginals and whatnot. I love my Australian friends. I can't wait to get back down there. Let's talk later, all right, Stuart? Get some rest. I need you to get some rest. Let's talk to Michael. Michael Straley. Hey, Michael, what's going on? Welcome to Office Hours. Where are you calling from?
Idaho.
I've never been, one of the few states in our wonderful union I've never set foot on.
Yeah, we've always wanted a Tim and Eric tour to come through. We Boise's a pretty big area, but
I got a song for you. I will cue up as you ask the question. Go ahead.
My question is, actually one of my questions was, have you ever been to Idaho and what did you think? But sounds like you already answered it. So, my next question would be, besides Decker, what else do you got planned coming up, and any projects that you're currently working on that we can feast our eyes upon in the future?
Well, people should know this. We just shot the new season of Bedtime Stories. That's in the can.
Oh, great.
Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory.
You know this song? You can't hear it, can you?
I can't.
You got Twin Falls from Built to Spill.
Yeah, Built to Spill is actually from here.
Yeah, I know. Great tune. What's that?
I said, didn't Built to Spill cover one of your guys' songs?
They did. Come over. How's it go? I can't remember the words, but yeah, they come over. So there
That's
you go.
Right.
Thanks, Michael, right. And I'd look forward to getting up there. Where are you, in Sun Valley?
No, that's where I'm from, but I live in Boise.
Beautiful. Give me some recs when I head there. All right, thanks. Let's talk to Peter. Hello, Peter.
G'day, baby.
Hey, man, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Berlin, baby.
Come on! I'll tell you something. What are you doing in Berlin?
It's New Zealander, though, baby.
What are you doing in Berlin, baby?
Oh, you know, rocking and rolling, baby.
Oh, you're working with Brian Eno, making some records down there, just getting creative.
Me and Bowie are getting down with it. You
oh,
know
yeah,
what I mean?
Man. Hey, I'm going to Berlin in August, mate.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, we're going to do this whole show. I'm doing 2 weeks of stand-up with Neil Hamburger at
boys,
the Soho
that's beautiful,
Theatre.
Beautiful, boys.
And so before we go over there, me and the family are going to Berlin.
Yes.
We're going to Berlin for a week to check it out. It's a little vacation. I've never been there.
You've got to hit up 8mm bar.
What's that?
That's my bar, baby.
That's where you work?
That's my bar, baby.
What do you mean it's your bar? It's like it's what are you, Norm from Cheers? Or
I
do you work there?
Shit.
You own it?
Yeah.
I'm fucking there every night, dude. You hear me? I'm partying every day.
Schoenhauser Ali, baby. Come by.
What's it
Good
called?
Music.
Eight millimeter?
You'll love the jams. You'll love the jams.
All right, but I got my kids, so we're going to have to pick a night that it's like, you know, see you later, hon.
Get the sitter in. Get the sitter in.
Get some Deutschland sitter. Hello, ma'am. Can you watch my baby? Can you watch my baby?
Yeah, baby.
Please, you have to.
Come
we have to
now.
Go to 8mm bar.
Do you know the name of the club?
8mm bar.
Do you know the name of the club you're playing?
Oh, no, in Berlin?
Yes.
No, man, it's just a vacation. It's not a show.
Oh, Daryl.
You know, it's not for. It's not all show business. You've got to take some time.
You guys never play over here in Germany.
No, I don't know how that would go over, you know. Maybe, who knows? Maybe we'd get a
they
small.
They love this weird shit over here.
Maybe we'd get a small. You know, but they take the weird shit so seriously. You know, we're goofing. It's just a goof.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get amongst the different varieties of weirdness here.
I suppose.
Gets pretty wonky.
I'm
going to
get creative. I'm going to get creative there. You know, I'm going to start writing my book there, maybe. Heidegger spends a month in Berlin, writes a masterpiece. Push that aside, dudes.
You got to hit it up, man.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Peter. I'll look you up when I get there, okay?
Cheers,
baby. All right, let's take Chris B. Chris B, are you there?
Oh, my gosh. Hello.
Hi.
It's my internet's so slow because I'm still hearing
Well, mute the stream there, Bubba.
Yeah, it's muted. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's going on? Where are you calling from? How can I help you today?
France. But I'm from... I was born and raised in Texas, so...
Okay, so what are you doing over in France? Vacationing? Working?
Living.
Living?
Living, yes.
In Paris or somewhere else that I don't know?
Southern France.
Southern
Toulouse.
France. Look at you living the life. How
Ted,
proud of
you. If you want to come over here and visit, there's a whole space downstairs that you and your wife and kids could borrow.
I could rent something.
Of course you could. I'm sorry.
I mean, I could get an Airbnb or something. I'm not going to stay with some fan in France. Come on, man!
I understand. Okay, I actually have a question I wrote down from last time.
Okay.
Okay, bathroom boys, question mark.
Bathroom boys, question mark?
That's all I wrote. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Damn.
That's it.
Work together with John C. Reilly. You two are amazing together. Can we see some behind the scenes when they start laughing or breaking character?
Oh, well, we never do. We never want to reveal Brule outside of the show in any kind of.
That
feels like it would be a bummer to reveal.
Yeah.
There's plenty of crack ups and goof mess ups and everything. from the Tim and Eric show that we put out that we don't mind so much because, come on, it's just everyone knows.
Yeah.
But Bathroom Boys was, you know, it's a continuation of our long relationship with Zachy and making that our little, what we consider just homages to the Three Stooges, essentially. And Bathroom Boys was another one of those. I mean, that's all it is. Not much more than that. I was out talking to Eric the other day. I was like, we made that bathroom so big because we built a set. We built that bathroom as a set, you know. And it was just like the biggest bathroom you could ever imagine. It just doesn't, but it kind of had to because of all the cameras and stuff and lighting it and stuff. But anyways, that's my only thought on that. Thanks, Chris. And
thank you.
You give thumbs up to France? Like, is it a good place to live?
Depends where, you know, like anywhere else, I suppose. But I have one more question. I like commentating, but when I see that when I use an English accent, I commentate a lot easier. And perhaps you, as a you know, an amazing actor and voice actor.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
All right. Take care. How about this name? I've never heard this name before. Briarb. Oh, offline. Wouldn't that be cool if that worked? Oh, well. How about Seth? Seth Perry, you're on the call.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? How can I help you today? Where are you calling from and all the rest?
Well, all the best to you, and I'm calling from the shores of Lake Huron.
From the shores of Lake Huron.
In beautiful Ontario. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. And we just had a road trip. We had a road trip.
Oh, man, I'm out of tune here.
Oh, you ready to rock and roll?
I was trying to do a little from the lakes. On the shores of Lake Huron. Now Huron just doesn't work. Sorry, pal. You're done.
Dude, you'll have to petition the Canadian government to change the name of the lake.
I will. That's a great lake, baby. That's one of the great lakes. Get ready for me to name them all. You've got Huron, Ontario.
Got it.
Michigan.
Yes.
And Erie. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
And no, sorry, you forgot Superior.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, man.
It's my fault. I take it back. If you had given me a minute, I would have gotten there myself.
But, Tim, I have something important for you. We just drove across four provinces and three states.
Good Lord.
5,000 kilometers. And guess what podcast? One of the in our rotation.
Ossus Abers.
That's right. You're right in there with Serial.
Goodness
and Mark
me.
Barron.
How did it
you're right up there.
How does it stand up to those other more professional, more lauded shows?
Well, you just sort of relax for a bit, you know, and you chill out and listen to, you know, when you end up talking to people, you never know what you're going to get.
That's right. You never know what the next call is going to bring. That's why you keep listening. You keep, oh, maybe the next call, this call, for example, not interesting, but maybe the next call could lead to something incredible. So it's one of the great formats.
You just think you end up talking about politics. Sometimes, like, you were talking to someone who, like, was 18 and was just pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Once.
That was a
you
great.
Know, like, all.
We should do a best. Maybe I should put a best of together. Best of Office Hours show. That might be a
put
good
it out
way to bring
on,
listeners
You could
in.
Put it out on vinyl.
Mm. I probably won't
what
do
you
that.
Think?
I probably don't think I'm going to do that.
Well, that was a stupid idea.
It was a bad
Tim,
idea.
Tim, I have one important question for you, Tim.
You just said you. Okay, go ahead.
This is big. I know you don't do favorites or lists or anything, but
I'm
wondering. But this is, you know, your lists. I know your list. I have like my favorite movies on a list, but I don't know what yours are, and I'm sure a lot of people want to know. And this is all time movies.
I've got a few favorites in my back pocket. I don't want to name them for you. I gotta go with Star Wars. I gotta go with Ghostbusters, man. I gotta go with Back to the Future 2, because those are the only movies that matter, dude. Are you getting my drift? I like them.
Yeah, I get your drift, man.
I like the big boys. I like them crazy big boy movies.
Very, very cool, man.
All right, take care.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. So many great movies, huh? What about the greats? What about the great movies? What about Lawrence of Arabia? That's a good one. You know what one of my favorite movies is? It's Singing in the Rain. Greg?
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Good. Let me mute my stream. Give me one quick second.
All right.
Here. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Calling from New Jersey. The Dirty Jersey.
The Dirty Jersey, baby. What are you, North Jersey or South Jersey or Central?
I'm sitting out here, North Central Jersey, baby.
Okay. Orange, East Orange, about that round. GW.
Wachung.
Okay.
Wachung.
Wachung.
That's me.
Close to the PA border or not much?
About 40 minutes.
There you go.
Close to Easton, an hour from
there. There you go. You're on off of 78 then.
Yeah, exactly. Right off.
Boom!
We've located me.
I got you. I got you in my sights.
All right.
Question. How can I help you today? Go ahead.
Two questions, actually. A question and a request. Number one, are you guys coming back with Jash Fest this year? Is that happening?
Doubtful. I don't think
Doubtful.
So. No. I don't. I wouldn't be involved.
That's a huge bummer.
Sorry.
Yeah, I missed out on that last year. Would have flown out for that. And next one is, are you guys going to ever make some On Cinema t-shirts? You guys should merchandise the crap out of that.
Well, it's funny you mention that. I think we do have some merch that's coming out soon. I think there's a VFA shirt in the works.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want. That's incredible.
Have you joined the Patreon for On Cinema yet?
Not yet. I'm going to.
You're thinking about it.
Yeah, no, I'm not thinking about it. I just got to pull the trigger. I just got
to
get
that. Got to get in there. So go to patreon.com/oncinema if you're listening right now. I know you are. I'm talking more to the general audience. And I've been, you know how you guys know how I feel, a long history of being public about my feelings on crowdfunding. And this is the one exception I'm making and maybe changing or evolving my position on it slightly, because On Cinema is such a niche little thing that has a core little group of people that passionately seem to be caring about it and love it. And there's one project every year we like to do that's kind of a big blowout project, the old Oscar special, that takes some money that isn't a big money maker for anybody, but especially not for Adult Swim. And so we thought, well, if we could sort of create this membership plan like you would for public radio or something, then we could build a little war chest to go out every year and make that Oscar special. So we've been putting together all kinds of special treats and bonus things and then merch as well. There's a tote bag involved, I believe, which is very true to the old PBS format. And so that's the deal there. You know, we're still going to provide you with all kinds of I'm sure the show's going to come back and you'll get more stuff that you don't have to pay for. And you don't have to pay for anything if you don't want. I don't give a shit. So don't tell me that, you know, how mad you are that this exists. Just don't bother to participate. Capiche?
Capiche.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for your call and your interest and your support.
You'll
Let's talk to Daniel Spencer. Oh, Daniel dropped. Blake? Hello, Blake?
Tim.
Yeah, man.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, man. What do we think of the Decker premiere last Sunday? We got a new Decker coming up on this Sunday.
I'm starting
at midnight, and it was a great premiere, and I think it's going to be just a great season, to be honest with you.
I'm so excited. I'm showing it to my friends. I just wanted to say two things. One, definitely signing up for the Patreon.
Thank you.
Today.
There you go.
As soon as I complete this call. Second thing, do you like The Leftovers?
The show?
What's your take? Yeah, yeah.
I haven't. I probably saw the pilot, and I didn't stick with it. But then I keep hearing things about how that it's actually a good show.
Yeah, I would say I was in the same boat. I saw some of the first season years ago. It's a slow burn. It's a heavy show.
Right. I'm up for that.
The plot development is slow, but it's
I'm up for
capped
it.
At
Count
three
me in.
Seasons. Yeah,
yeah,
it's good.
And then you're in.
It's
then awesome. You're done. You don't have to be like, I got to follow this show for 10 seasons kind of thing.
It's not a big commitment.
No. All right. Thanks for the recommendation, Blake. I'm going to go check it out right now. Thanks, Blake.
Thank you.
Let's take a call from Kay. Okay, where'd you go? Kay? Oh, lost her. People drop in and out. That's the way this goes. You know that much. How about Zach? Hello, Zach. You there? Zach? Click, clack? Oh, Zach, click, clack. Joseph Smith from the Mormon Church.
Yeah, it's along those lines, yes.
Joey, baby. Phil, I see you calling. I'd love to take your call to hang in there, buddy.
I'm very good. I'm down in Australia. I just like to point that out. It's 2 a.m. here.
Nice.
Very, very early.
So you're, let me say, you're on the East Coast?
Yes. God. Very good. Well done. I like that.
Sydney?
Yep, Sydney.
No offense to my other town. No offense to everywhere else in Australia, but Sydney's the spot.
Well, they do say if you're not in Sydney, you're camping out.
Okay.
That's a general rule of thumb about Australia. If you're not living in Sydney, you're not really living.
Well, how can I help you today?
Well, I've actually got one question because I was going to ask about merch, but that's already been covered. So I've got a question. I recently watched your little thing on Josh with Michael Cera. I just wanted to know what's Michael Cera up to these days? I feel like he's been real quiet lately.
I don't know. I know he was working on I probably can't say what I know. I know he was writing something. I haven't talked to him in a little while, so I can't tell you. I know. I think he showed up in Twin Peaks, right? People were telling me he showed up in Twin Peaks. He's probably doing.
Oh, huge!
Yeah,
wow.
So.
I haven't watched the new series yet. By the way, I watched Decker the other night, and that was amazing.
Oh yes. So let me tell you, and you can be honest with me. Why'd you torrent that?
No.
How'd you see it?
Yeah, no, I torrented it.
You little son of a bitch! Well, listen, folks. I mean, I don't know. Listen, whatever. If you're in Australia, how else are you going to do it?
I will say that I did watch all of, because I only recently watched the first few seasons, mm-hmm. and I watched all of them on YouTube on Adult Swim's official channel.
Oh, that's
like
nice.
A real fan should.
Thank you. Listen, we appreciate it. I think the new season is really fun. It rewards longtime viewers in a lot of ways. Looking forward
Absolutely.
To your thoughts. I'm looking forward to Phil's thoughts. He always has thoughts. I got to take some more calls, all right?
All righty. Thank you, Tim.
Bye now, Joe. Who we got? What's this? Seabrook Mendoza. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chill, dude. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Are you going to be in Better Call Saul?
Where is the sound coming from? Were you on a ship somewhere out there in the middle of the ocean? I can't talk to you right now.
I'm with Dundorf right now.
I can't talk to you. He's mental, man. That is mental. Oh, man. You should see the system I have going here. I'm peeling away. There's so many calls. It's getting out of hand. It's getting too much, man. I need like a screener here or something. How about Nathaniel? Nathaniel Hernandez. Nathaniel?
Greetings.
Greetings to you, master. Greetings to you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Where are you calling from?
I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right. Let's talk. Let's get on talking.
Nash Vegas. Right. That's what I like to call it.
Yep, I suppose you do.
Yeah.
Well, how can I help you?
I need to ask you one question. Do you think the world will end by nuclear bombs or by global warming or by like an asteroid?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to end with a nuclear bomb because there just ain't the way that nuclear war might work is not quite the way. I don't think it's going to take out, say, for example, Africa or many parts, sure, many regions of the world. So maybe certain population centers will be affected, which maybe could lead to some kind of worldwide pandemic. But I don't see very much. I don't know, man. I'd hate to think of anything bad like that ever happening. But there could be there could be some kind of event that really takes human beings out of the equation. But we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to end the world, dude. All right. Thanks, Nate. Peace. DSTLD. For all your jeans, we know how it is, gang. It's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. The problem with jeans is that they're really good pairs are going to cost you $200 or $300. The bargain brands, they just fall apart or look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you just call off the search party. You go to Destilled, folks, okay? Just go to DSTLD.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. You got to be comfortable, folks. Use that promo code FERAL at checkout to get 20% off your first pair. That's all you need to know. Distilled is the only place in the U.S. you can get this quality of denim for this price point. Even celebrities are wearing Distilled. In fact, I've got a pair on right now. Let's take Phil Braun, baby. Oh, Phil, man, you keep disappearing on me. You just keep, let me join call. Who is that? He just keeps hanging up on me. I mean, what's this about, dude? I can't believe this. I can't stand it. As soon as I take another call, man, he's going to call back again. I understand that. That's how this works, man. It's so frustrating to wait for these calls, try to get people calling. Oh, there he is. Phil?
Hey, there you are.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
I think it's going pretty good.
I think it is too. What'd you think of the Decker numbers come in yet?
I didn't see them. I was looking for them actually. Usually there's a site where you can find them, but I couldn't find them, so I didn't. I tend not to pay too much attention.
Well, I think this is going to be good because it was a hell of a show, and you guys continue to top yourselves every year.
Well, thank you. So you enjoyed the premiere. Do you have any questions or notice any issues?
I'll just say just quickly on that, and then I was going to throw out a potential story for you if you're interested in hearing it. But I would say what I noticed is you guys continue to top yourselves in the special effects department every year. It just gets better and better. And I think I caught one of the – I'll call it an Easter egg for lack of a better word. And I don't know if I didn't see anybody else catch it. And you know, I pride myself on that, but yeah. There's a, like a little half second frame. And it's so funny where, Greg is strangling the vampire in the White House and Decker crashes the window and flips on the floor. And when he pops up, there's a mirror in the background. And it's there for, I mean, like a split second. But if you freeze it, you'll notice that the attention to detail shows Greg, you know, strangling nobody in the mirror because naturally a vampire doesn't
show up. We were talking about that yesterday. Our post supervisor brought that up. He said he noticed, somebody did mention that, not just you. Maybe it was you, Phil. Maybe it was you that mentioned
it. Maybe it was. Online.
But he was so happy because the guy that there's two guys that do our special effects, the VFX for that show, and so they added that, you know, and as their own little Easter egg or their own little creativity to the show. So I certainly didn't pick it up probably the first few times I watched. Somebody pointed it out to me, and I'm like, ooh, that's fantastic. And that's the best thing about the show is it's so collaborative, and there's so many unsung heroes that, you know, of course, our editors, just they make so many fun, great choices and are really writers on the show, because so many of the good jokes that you guys laugh at are from not from something that's in the script. It's from something they're doing.
Go ahead. Yeah, for the uninitiated, you've got to watch it more than once. You got to watch it once for the show, and then you got to watch it once for the stuff that's in the background.
Right. And my favorite logic thing that comes out, I think, with the resurrection of Kingston is this new technology that's now been established in the show, which somebody pointed out. It's like, well, why couldn't you just bring back Decker then and return him to his normal age? So that
death is no longer an issue. That's a good
that
point.
That made us laugh very hard that there's this really cheap technique used to bring this Kingston character back.
Like a target scanner.
Yeah, that doesn't ever seem to be applied ever again. Same thing happened last season with time travel, where there's sort of this technique introduced that never comes back again. So we love that kind of stuff, too. This sort of like, what were they thinking moments of the show.
Yes, no doubt about it.
And how about the billboard, folks? I mean, I really don't ever want to sound like I'm too boastful or anything, but I say this because so many other people also are involved in these decisions. But who else is, it just occurred, like, who else is putting that many jokes on using the format of, say, a billboard to use that many, to tell so many different kinds of jokes just on the billboard alone? No one else. Who else does that? What other show does that? What other show has, I mean, maybe other shows have done it in the past, but there's so much there that that makes me laugh. I know it makes you laugh.
Yes.
You know, there's typos in it. There's misspellings. It's a mess.
And then just the subtext of not actually putting Greg's name on there, but only putting his character's name on there.
Thank you.
So Greg is not even recognized officially on the billboard.
My favorite joke is that this billboard is in Chicago and Atlanta and New York and in L.A. So it's a nationwide billboard, but there's an ad. There's a personal appearance ad for us to, you know, where we went to Baller Hardware. It's this local, you know, it's just everything's wrong about it. This lie that we say it's the number one American TV show. And we were like, can we say that? And they're like, you say whatever you want, you know, and it, of course, has parallels to what's going on right now with Trump and just the lies and the, you know, it's like you just not, there's no, you say whatever you want. You do whatever, you just make up your own reality, live in your own kind of bubble of facts, and it's just fantastic. It's really
pure stream of thought with no cohesion whatsoever to it.
And did anyone catch my white genocide, male genocide, white genocide flub? I think I was in one of the rants. I was saying, you know, they're gonna get who are gonna fly our planes, and you know, this truly is a male genocide.
They're killing all. That's Dracula's goal, right?
Yeah. Killed
just the men, and who's gonna land the planes?
Who's
correct.
Gonna raise our sons and raisin sons. There you go. All right, Phil. Good talking to you. All the best.
Hey,
And
by the way, just for your own amusement, if you don't have time, but I was going to say, because you love to make phone calls to folks, but if you happen to see my little stunt this week, you might enjoy me calling the Crest Company.
Oh, I heard about this. Vic was talking about this.
Blocking me on Twitter. So,
What were you? Were you really going to drink a whole thing of, or did you do it? Tell us about this Crest contest that you got yourself involved with.
Well, I don't really want to talk about the actual stunt itself, because I guess what I ultimately found out is Crest takes you drinking a bottle of their mouthwash very, very seriously.
Well, I would think so, because that could be deadly, right? Or, I mean, why wouldn't it be deadly?
That's true. I would never advise anyone to do it, of course. But so without getting into too much of the backstory, the idea or the premise was just to come up with, you know, the stupid, I'll do anything to go viral tweet. And I picked kind of an arbitrary low number. I picked 100 retweets. I said, if this gets 100 retweets, I'll drink a bottle of mouthwash, you know, knowing that that number would be easily achievable. That's and then terrific. After it happened, and after it happened, it went crazy. Vic gave it a little bump, of course, so it just went all over the place. And then I got, and then Crest saw it. Somehow they saw it. I never tweeted to them or anything, but they blocked me on Twitter.
Oh, geez.
So I thought, well, wouldn't it be funny, in my mind anyway, to call their customer service, and instead of a normal complaint, I would complain to them about them blocking me on Twitter just to see what they would say. So, which I did, and then they were not surprisingly a little more concerned about me drinking the mouthwash than they were about the blocking on Twitter.
Yeah.
So they kept sending me further and further up the line, and there are these long holds in between, and I can only imagine what the conversation was going on behind the scenes of them talking about, well, this guy he's calling about us blocking him on Twitter, but he claims he drank a whole bottle of mouthwash. And I kept trying to assure them I was fine. But the lady wanted to write a report at the end of it. She said, well, I need to file a report with our safety team. And then that's kind of when I cut her off.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I'll send this on up to Procter & Gamble for you. And I'm like, okay.
Well,
and at the end of the call, within an hour, they unblocked me.
Well, that's terrific news. How can people experience this for themselves, since you've done such a wonderful job recapping?
Yeah, well, just go to my Twitter feed at playasball, PlayazBall, just like I told the good people at Crest. And I guess if you scroll down a little bit, you'll find the video and the subsequent phone calls and so forth.
All right, everyone, check out Phil. He's a friend of the show. He's a good man, and he has a lot of fun on the internet, like we all do. All right, take care. Bye bye.
Thanks, Tim.
See ya. Sorry, I just got distracted a little bit because, well, a nice little story came out in the LA Times about me.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you serious? This is really happening?
This is happening.
How are you doing, Tim?
I'm good. This article just came out about our little family here, or the On Cinema. Can you mute your stream? I'll show you this little.
My stream is muted, isn't it? It is muted.
That's kind of cool. All right, so what's going on? I'm just sharing something with the audience here. It's kind of nice that I said that about you. What can I do for you?
All right, so I was wondering. I always felt like when I was watching Tim and Eric specifically, maybe not as much bedtime stories or whatever, is that you. There was always a very what reviewers would call a healthy dose of irreverence. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot. I've been listening to Office Hours a lot, and there's these people call in and they say, "Hey Tim, I hate you. I used to like your comedy, and now you suck." Right?
Yeah.
And I think that there's a sort of connection between this alt-right and what you were displaying in Tim and Eric. At least what I thought is that if I were to guess your politics from Tim and Eric, which is what you're most successful for, I would feel like you'd just see it as complete nonsense, like all of it. But uh-huh. It's very interesting. You're quite into it. So I don't know. I guess what are your thoughts on that? Because I notice a lot of stuff in Tim and Eric that is very much like, you know, politics is nonsense. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I think I understand that there's a sort of nihilistic a perception of nihilism in our work. That is, nothing matters. That the world is a big joke. Life is a big joke. I don't know. That never really. That's maybe a reflection of. That exists in our work, but doesn't necessarily exist in anybody I know. It doesn't exist in the way we see the world, it can be slightly divorced from I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. It can be divorced from
reality
and sort of values or ideas, right, about how the best way, yeah, to sort of structure a society, which is essentially politics, right?
Yeah.
Politics is the tool by which societies are structured.
Yeah. As you made like On Cinema, I think your politics became a lot more clear. And I've always been, to the left, probably center left. I certainly didn't like, Hillary. We don't have to get into this, but I think that's a lot of what the people were calling about. I have one more question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Just about Eric's performance in the comedy, which a, yeah, lot of people haven't talked about. I actually found, I wasn't sure if he was being a horrible actor or if his character was really, really interesting. Do you know what I mean by that? Because he was like your character, but to the utmost extreme.
I haven't thought about it. I haven't watched it in a while, so I probably don't have a lot. I think it was, Rick cast that movie with friends, so that we would have sort of a natural chemistry on camera, which I think,
right,
existed. But part of all the characters in that movie kind of were always kind of in character or putting on an act or whatever. I don't know.
All right, that's good.
Thanks very much. Good talking to you. Who else do we have here? Sven. Oops, I picked up on Robert B. Hello, Robert. Robert?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Not much, man. I'm just calling from Australia. Wanted to say hello. Maybe ask you. Yeah, well, the Aussies are out tonight, man. We're all calling you up. I want to know a little bit about Absolutely Productions. Have you guys got some good stuff cooking?
We got all kinds of stuff cooking. Lots of pilots, as they do, and a series for TBS from this really great group of young guys called the Dress Up Gang, which has their own audience. And that's cool. They just finished shooting that. And Bedtime Stories, of course, and lots cooking here. It seems like there's lots of activity. Probably a bunch of stuff I can't talk about.
So that sort of ties in with something else I wanted to ask about. So you're kind of, because you're in charge of Absolutely, you're the top dog there. Do you give notes? Do you have to give notes to the people?
I think for the most part, there are some shows that we're a little more involved with, but should also add Nathan For You is up there editing their latest season, so that's very exciting. But generally we stay out of everyone's hair. We're not, yeah, there's too many cooks in the kitchen already, and
you've been on the other end of it?
A little bit. I mean, we know that it's like you sink or swim by your own ideas. So if you got to see your vision through, and if that's successful enough to continue on and grow from that, that's great for everybody. If it doesn't work out, if people come to us asking for feedback or advice or something, we're happy to give it. But
sure. So it's not unsolicited, basically. It's just,
I'm not responsible to watch cuts and give my notes and,
Yeah.
We've been in a few situations, Eric and I, where we get these big pages of notes and we're like, fuck off, who cares? Like, it's going to be what it is. These notes aren't going to help.
So you, in that end, you'd feel that, yeah. If you were giving notes, then you would feel kind of like, not, the people who are giving notes to you in a way.
Well, it depends. I mean, I just did something. I just did a project, a little presentation pilot that I kind of helped develop with somebody.
Yeah.
And that I gave notes, and they were excited.
Sure.
They were happy to get the notes because I think it's good to get another point of view or perspective. But
yeah. But that's coming from someone who's created stuff and being...
Yeah, I think I have some experience. I've got some credibility to my name.
Not necessarily just a suit or...
I'm not just some kind of fucking stuffed suit, dude.
Not some khaki-wearing motherfucker. I don't know what that means.
Starch shirt. All right, thanks, Robert. Good talking to you. All the best. G'day, mate. I had to put in a g'day, mate. How about Jacqueline? We haven't heard from Jacqueline in a while. Jacqueline?
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yes. What's up? I pulled my back. Oh, how are you?
Good. I'm doing good.
Good.
What's happening?
Good. Not much. Just got done watching, binge watching Master of None.
Great.
Really good. Your friend did a really good job.
Good. I just binge watched the Grateful Dead documentary.
Oh,
jeez, man, oh man, it's tough.
Yeah,
it is tough to watch. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where would I find that out?
It's on Amazon.
Okay, yeah, because I saw a commercial for it, and I was wondering where it was from. I couldn't remember. So, I'm gonna see your Tim and Eric live show. That's coming up. I'm super excited about your guys' tour.
Nice.
I'm so happy you guys are still doing that stuff.
Oh, we're having fun putting the show together. It's going to be a wild one.
Yay.
We've got some tickets left out there. Last week I went through it all, but got some available tickets out there. Go to timanderic.com to find the city nearest you where you can experience the 10-year anniversary tour.
Are you guys going to have some kind of a, like, little hangout, like, in the lobby or something before where fans can sort of hang out? Yeah, fans can hang out.
With us?
No. Just... Well,
I mean, listen, I think like any show, you get there early, you kind of roam around, mingle. It's a great place to meet people. The Tim and Eric fans are the greatest people on the planet Earth, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, okay. I'm going alone, so I want to find friends.
Yes, definitely introduce yourself. Tell everybody you're Jacqueline from Office Hours, and some people will probably recognize that. And
maybe I'll wear a name tag that says that.
That's a great idea. Everybody going to the Tim and Eric show, wear name tags. That'll be a fun thing. We'll put that out there. Why? That's a great idea, Jacqueline. You make everything brighter.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you later. Bye. How about Zach? Are you back? Zach's back.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Hey, good. What's up?
Hey, man. I had a question. I am curious about those
bi-curious
guys that you get on your shows, like Richard Dunn and David Lieberhart and those kinds of guys.
Yeah?
So I'm curious what it's like to work with those guys. I mean, joke's kind of on them, right?
Feels what?
I'm wondering what it's like to work with those guys, because
it's a blast.
The shows are kind of making fun of them.
I disagree. I disagree.
Sorry?
I disagree, I said. I don't think we're making fun of them.
Oh, yeah?
So we have a blast, and whenever we work with those funny weirdos, I'll call them weirdos, who cares? I'm a weirdo. And we just have fun. Just make stuff.
Okay. And like when you dress up like Richard Dunn in a, you know, dungeon sex outfit.
He's having a blast.
He's into it.
Of course. What do you think? He's got a gun to his head?
I don't know. I was just wondering if, I don't know. The audience is, I feel like the audience, to a certain extent, the audience is laughing at you guys making
fun. You're breaking up.
Oh, great.
Well, it's not just, we're not just, you know, throwing eggs at the guys.
Yeah.
We're creating a rich realistic, not realistic, that's not the right word, but sort of a fully immersive experience and as real to something that you might find on local cable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, you know, was dying to come back. Unfortunately, some have passed away. Richard Dunn passed away. Yeah. I was actually at the hospital when he went, and it was a very heavy day. But we love those guys. They love doing it. And the fans are so sweet about it too.
What about like the guys in like the Zone Theory video and stuff like that where you're kind of trying to getting awkward performances is kind of
mm-hmm.
what you're going for?
Yeah, sure. We definitely are. So what's the problem?
Well, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just wondering if it's awkward between you and those guys.
No. Everyone has a blast. Everyone has a sense of humor about themselves. They don't care. What do they care? We're making comedy.
Yeah.
Okay, you're breaking up. You're making for a very unpleasant conversation with this with your technology.
Sorry about that.
No worries, Zach. Have a great weekend.
You too.
James Castle is on the line.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, James?
Hey, not much. Just office hours.
Where are you calling from?
What? Canada, Toronto.
Nice. We're going to be up in Toronto in September, I believe.
I just bought tickets this morning.
Oh, cool.
But, you know, which is going to be great. I don't know the Tim and Eric stuff very much, but I love the On Cinema stuff. So I'm hoping that...
What did you say? I don't know
the Tim and Eric stuff very much.
Really? That's a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't... Well,
there's lots to watch, you know? Lots to look back, and you could do all your homework before the show.
Yeah, I'll watch all the before September last time. But Decker, the new season is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's like light years even above the past Deckers. It's blown away. And a number of months ago, maybe even, you sort of talked about how the goal sort of make that deep sort of rolling laughter almost.
Yeah.
And some of the jokes are just so thundering. Like when Greg says the thing about the maybe movies are the key to the puzzle. Yeah. Like laugh for like 5 minutes.
Really?
That's nice to hear.
Well, we understand it's not the show for everyone, but it's nice to know that there's a common bond out there with some people that find the same things funny that we do, and it's always even in Canada, it's unbelievable. It's truly
it's great
remarkable.
To build.
All right, thanks, James. Keep watching.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's try Daniel Spencer. Daniel?
Hey.
Daniel,
hello.
My brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain of the scars that won't heal? Your eyes have died. I still see you. Daniel, you're my life. What's up?
Not much. I wanted to ask you about Brandon Walsh, if you've ever been pranked by him or
no.
Collaborated.
I love Brendan Walsh.
On some kind of prank.
I love Brendan Walsh. He's a good man. He's a funny guy. He makes funny stuff. But I've never been a subject of his pranks yet, I should say. But go support Brendan Walsh comedy. Should have him on the show sometime. All right?
Yeah, or you should go on the Bone Zone sometime, too.
I've never been asked.
I just want to say, so I'm the guy who made the mashup of the Hot Puppy, What's the Buzz?
Oh, you did?
And
oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Playing that.
Thank you for sending it to me. It's a hallmark of the show. It's such an important aspect of the show. Good for you.
Awesome.
Thanks, Daniel. Take care. Let's take Thomas. Thomas.
No, it's such an important aspect of the show.
Hey, Tim? Thomas. Hey.
Thanks, Daniel. Take care.
Sorry, let me mute the stream.
Thank you.
Thomas. That's such an important...
Holy crap.
Take it easy, buddy.
What's up, man?
Oh, not much, brother. Just chilling on this Friday morning. Looking forward to a productive day. Going to get out there and seize the day. Get ready for the weekend.
Dude, me too. I'm so stoked. I didn't know I was going to get right in. That's very cool. How are
you
doing?
You're in. I'm in. We're all in. Well, I covered it. You just want to move the conversation forward. How can I help you today? Where are you calling from?
I'm a huge fan of yours, man. I just saw, I just watched the $1 billion movie this weekend. It's not a bad boy.
Thank you. We had a lot of fun putting that together.
So I know that your interests kind of span all sorts of different genres and media, but film is really kind of like my personal favorite, like, medium.
Uh-huh.
Next to, you know, podcasts also. Okay. Pretty swag.
Pop podcasts and films.
So naturally I'm a film spotting listener. And I was a big fan of the interview that you and Greg did on there.
Thank you.
In character.
always with this one.
How did that come about?
Publicist.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever caught that?
No, I don't listen to that one. Should I listen to it? It's good.
Yeah, it's actually the first film podcast I got into, and it's been consistently they wanted to talk to you, so obviously they're sharp about that. They're
sharp boys. All right, thank you so much for the recommendation, Thomas.
All right, hey, take it easy, Tim.
Bye now. That was Thomas with the Rex, folks. Today's show is brought to you by Tula.com. Receive 20% off your entire purchase at trytula.com/feral. Tula, this is a Sanskrit word for balance. This is a skincare healthy living brand founded by Dr. Roshini Raj, gastroenterologist and media wellness expert, and of course, Ken Landis, co-founder of Bobby Brown Cosmetics. Capiche? What was that? We need you to go to trytula.com/feral. 20% off the entire purchase plus free shipping with code, ready for this? Hello20, HELLO20. You return it with 30 days of the purchase date, no questions asked. Tula is the first skincare product to use probiotics as its core ingredient across the entire line. Tula leverages cutting-edge science to bring this new technology to its products. This is good for you bacteria, folks. You need this. Each Tula product is like a nourishing smoothie for your skin. You feed the skin the nutrients. Vitamins, including A, E, C, probiotics, like I said. Antioxidants, including turmeric, white tea, and blueberry extract. And they're all paraben-free, gluten-free, petroleum-free, mineral oil-free, and animal testing cruelty-free. Tula has recently been featured in Allure, Wall Street Journal, Glamour Health, Fast Company, and Elle Magazine. Go to trytula.com/feral. Get your free trial today. Who else is calling in? We got Steven. Saint Steven.
Hey, Tim.
Hello. What's up, dude?
Not much. I'm calling from England, from a town called Blackpool.
Give us the update. What's going on there?
Not much. We're really close to Manchester, so we're still reeling from, you know, the whole shit that went down there a few weeks ago.
I'm going to be playing up in Manchester with Neil Hamburger in the end of August.
I'm coming to that. I'm coming to the London show and the Manchester show.
Oh, terrific news. Well, let's hope nothing bad happens.
No. I mean, I don't think you're that big of a draw, to be honest.
Excuse me?
I love you, man, but I don't think you're that big of a draw for the terrorists.
Well, who knows? I mean, they went after that when that Paris thing. What band was that? Those guys were about the same level as me.
I guess so. Was it the gun, Josh Holm, his band?
Yeah, the Eagles of Death Metal. Are you saying I'm not as popular as the Eagles of Death Metal now? Pre the incident in Paris. Now U2's talking about, everybody's talking about. I'm talking pre-Paris. Am I as popular as the Eagles of Death Metal or not? I think so.
Right.
I think so. Okay. So you might want to revise your your estimation of the danger levels we're in, okay? I think the danger levels are very high, okay?
Okay. So my question is, I'm hearing all this talk about, you know, the 10-year anniversary tour and everyone's getting excited for it. You know, bring that shit to England.
Well, baby, we can't. I mean, it's just too hard. I don't know what happened. I think, like, we did some shows in London years ago, and I don't know if it was... I thought they were well-attended and everything, but it just didn't make sense to come back there. I'm sure we could, but we just couldn't do it this year. Maybe we'll do it next year or something. I don't know. I don't know what to do. There's only so much you can do. And I am coming to London, baby. I'm coming there and I'm going to put on a great show for you. You're going to see it twice. You're going to have so much fucking fun, man.
Just greedy, I guess.
I know you are. Well, I'll see you there, okay?
Yeah, I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Stephen. Take care. All the best to you and your community. Oh, baby. How about this, Dylan? Dylan?
Hello.
How can I help you?
How are you today?
Just getting started here on the old Friday morning, having a good time listening to everybody call into Office Hours. Wake up, folks.
Very good. I just woke up. I work at a bar, so...
Oh, shit, dude. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
All right. You've been here? I've been there. Yes, I believe I have.
Oh, okay. Well, I am moving back to Los Angeles in a month here. And I was wondering if there was any positions available at Absolutely.
Don't know of any at the moment, friend. Certainly not for bartenders. Come on, what do you think? What do you think we're doing here? We're trying to work. Hey, pass a drink. I'm trying to get some work done here, man. Come on, back off. I'll take a Moscow Mule, please. Excuse me, I'm writing a show. I mean, come on.
No, I went to school for film. I do a lot of video editing and all that good stuff.
Well, so. Unfortunately, the best way to get involved here is to intern and then work your way up from there. But, you know, that's not always practical for people that are, you know, trying to work. But you could always bartend at night and come in and intern here in the morning.
There you go. Well, I guess I just got to email that, that old link.
Yeah, get that link going and send an email and... We'll look out for it, all right?
All right, sounds great. Bye Thank now. You very much.
Marmalady, give me marmalady, give me marmalady.
Hello, Tim.
What's up? How can I help you? You got a lot of wind issues coming in.
Yeah. Go inside.
Okay, what's up?
Not much. I don't know, I just decided to call. Been watching your stream a bit. Looks good.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. I'm kind of... Have you ever been through a rough patch? I'm kind of going through a rough patch right now.
Oh, what's going on?
I broke up with my boyfriend recently. And he kind of freaked out about it.
He kind of freaked out about it?
Yeah, he kind of freaked out about it.
How long were you together?
2 years. Lived together for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and... I don't know. I just feel like I'm going through a rough patch.
Have you ever been?
I'm 22.
Oh, come on, man. Why? You don't know no rough patch.
I don't know.
Yeah, we all go through rough patches. Come on. We all have our ups and downs. Life is full of... It's a wave. It's a wave signal. You got your peaks. You got your valleys. You learn and you grow and you get better and bigger from the hard times you go through. You gotta just keep living. You gotta. Sometimes it's hard. I'm trying to do something right now. I'm trying to get this one day of recording on the books so I can finish this project up. I can't get everybody together. Sometimes I just feel like just fuck it. Just I can't do it anymore. I can't keep pushing this. But then you go, you know what? If no one's going to do it except no one's going to do this except me. So I've got to be the guy that's that pushes this thing along. And that's how it is for everything. You got to keep pushing. You got to get up, you drink coffee, you get a cup of coffee in the morning. And you say, "You know what? Today's not the best day. Maybe tomorrow will be a brighter day." You know, I mean, there's other fish in the sea, as they say. And
definitely.
Maybe this guy is not the end all be all. You're only 22, so you got a big, bright future ahead of you. And just, you know, try to be a good person. Try to be, try to have, you know, you lean on your friends when you need to. And just have fun. Try to enjoy life. It's such a wonderful age for you to be 22.
It is.
Have life experiences. Life's going to change dramatically for you, for sure. So hopefully for the best.
Yeah, thank you.
We're rooting for you.
You're kind of my hero, so it's nice to hear your perspective.
Well, listen, you got a great community here. The Office Hours gang will cheer you up and give you any kind of direction, help you need.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tim.
Take care. Have a great weekend. Do something fun for yourself. Go get a massage.
Yeah. All right.
Bye now.
Thank you.
What does Joshua Benson have to say? Josh?
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How can I help you today?
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to call. I was reading about the Patreon stuff for On Cinema. Very exciting. Do you know what the top Patreon accounts are? What the top earners are?
No.
Are you familiar with Chapo Trap House?
Yes, those guys are massive.
Yeah, so they're massive. I think they're number two right now.
That's crazy.
So are you and Greg planning on overtaking them at the top of the list, top of the world?
Patreon? I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Listen, this is not the you know, this is just a side thing that I'm not too worried about. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just whatever you want.
It's whatever the fans want.
It's whatever you want.
Would you consider joining forces with?
It's whatever you want.
I think you should join forces with the Chapo Boys. Become a gray wolf.
Is that what they're? I see. I just don't. I like those guys. I just don't know that much about what they're up to. I don't know. You know, I'm not like a fan like you are in a way that I know all the slang. Capooch?
The slang, yeah.
All right, yeah. I do have to run, though.
Hey, can you do a shout-out to my friend Haley Butera?
Hey, Haley, we love you, we worship you, we appreciate all the service you've given to us.
She's got a new baby on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Bless her baby.
Thanks, Joshua.
Thank you.
We got to run. Jack? This is Jack Stanton.
Hey, Haley, we love you, we worship you.
Jack Stanton.
She's got a new baby on the way.
Oh, hello, Jack. Jack? Jack, are you there?
Tim, I am here.
Yes, what can I do for you, dude?
I'm calling in from Mozambique.
Mozambique. Oh, shit, I got a good one for that. Let me get it up on the...
Bob Dylan, is that what's coming in?
Yeah. Mozambique-a-dee. I love that one. I like to go down to Mozambique. Come on, work, dummy. Here we go. It's coming in.
It's one of my favorites. You know, that's one of the only three Bob Dylan songs that has the electric violin.
That has the what?
One of the only three Bob Dylan songs that has the electric violin.
Well, you got a bunch of records, violin on this record, Desire. He just came in for the session, man. Come on, put some violin over this, dude.
I like to spend some time in Mozambique. And the sunny sky is aqua blue. And all the girls dancing cheek to cheek. It's very nice to stay a week or two. And maybe fall in love with me and you.
I don't know if that's an electric violin, is it?
Close enough.
Okay, it's a violin with a microphone on it, Jack. What are you doing in Mozambique? Where is Mozambique?
It's like border.
I want to know where is Mozambique. Where is it?
It's
on the border of South Africa. So very much like Southern Hemisphere. Right. Working here, living here.
Wow, what's going on there? Is it good place to live?
It's an awesome place to live. The weather's great. People are nice. Food is fantastic.
Like, you got the beach right there?
It's interesting. It's interesting.
Is it beachy and kind of vibe?
It's winter right now, but I'm... Beachy kind of vibe. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. So how can I help you from Mozambique?
Well, I had a question that I've kind of had in the back of my mind for quite a few years now. I saw you 2014 when you were doing the live tour, and you picked up somebody from the audience, and she came up onto the stage, and you did something with her cell phone, and I never knew if it was an act or if it wasn't. You grabbed her phone and you like hucked it across the stage, and it looked like it could have like crapped out the phone, and I thought it was the funniest thing ever when I saw it, and I never knew if it was an act, whether you're in character, or whether that was for real.
I don't recall anything of being an... I don't recall a staged incident with a phone. Where was it again?
It was DC, Lincoln Theater.
You know, I probably just took it out of her. I mean, it had to have been a situation where she had been warned or been asked to stop filming or something. You know, it couldn't have been my first reaction to it, because that would be out of line. But I think I might have asked, maybe I that could have been the first. And if I threw it, I probably threw it in a way that I knew was not going to break the phone. It was like I threw it to somebody. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. I can't imagine if I destroyed somebody's property, I'm sure that would become a bigger issue that I would remember.
Word. Okay.
Thanks, Jack.
And then one more quick cue for you. So I got a younger brother, going into the acting field. He just moved to Harlem. If you had one piece of advice, what would that be?
Acting is tough, man. I don't know. You guys got just like playing the lotto, man. But I guess, shit, man. I don't know. I got no ideas about how.
Like career advice, but just like personal advice.
Work hard. You know, just work. Like, you got to work every day. You got to work really hard. Got to be professional and respectful of other people that you come in contact with. That's the best you can do. Be hardworking and professional and respectful, and you know, hopefully that'll help you win people's respect. And I don't know, that's all you can do. Thanks, Jack.
Cool.
Good luck to your brother.
Thanks,
maybe
Tim.
He'll become a big famous movie star. Oliver Block.
Yo, yo, yo. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boise, Idaho again.
Another Idaho call. Do you know the other guy that called in?
Did you get one earlier today?
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but he was he called in.
Cool. Yeah, I actually called you on here a long time ago, and we talked about Built to Spill for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
So what's up?
I just saw that you were doing a live thing, and I'm like 30 minutes late for work, so I was like, fuck it, and then decided to do the thing, you know?
All right. Well, you better get to work. Speaking of work, I was giving some advice about working hard. You got to get to work. Get back to work, dude. Come on. Don't blow that off for me.
That's a good point.
They need you, man.
I haven't really been in the loop with any of your shows or anything. Are you still doing bedtime stories?
Yeah, man. We just finished shooting bedtime stories, and it'll be airing, I think, in September. And, of course, Decker is on the air right now.
Tight. What's the status on Check It Out right now? Did y'all get through that fourth season yet?
We aired the fourth season, I believe. That's been on the air already. It's out there. And it's on ice right now as far as, you know, if we're doing more. I don't know. We don't – it's all it's one season at a time, depending on interest and schedule and all that kind of stuff.
Tight.
All well, right. Think of another word besides tight. We're tired of hearing tight.
Sorry. I'll try and mix it up.
Okay, or sounds good, or that I'm on board with that.
Terrific.
Would be good. That's good. just get back to terrific. We all love terrific. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to try my best to come over and see y'all in Portland with my friend this summer.
Okay.
For the 10-year awesome tour.
We'll see you there. The first show is sold out, but we've added a second show, so there are tickets available for that second show. Thanks for calling, okay. Oliver. We'll see you soon. I want to pick up on, oh, DV, I wish you were my son. Alex. Oh, DV, hey. I wish you were my son. Sorry, I'm singing that because Alex has DV from the Krimbus special as his avatar. How can I help you?
This is my really old Skype account, so it's been a couple of years since I've been on here, but
well,
decided to open it up.
Okay.
Try to call you. I wasn't sure how this worked. I didn't know if I was supposed to call you or...
Well, you're doing it. You're on the show right now. It's live.
Finally worked. Coming to see you in Chicago. It was at the Copernicus Theater, but it got moved, I think, to the Vic Theater.
Back to the Vic.
Yeah, is that still an all-ages show? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know what the all-ages business is.
Because the all-ages, it said all-ages when we bought the tickets for Copernicus, but now it's to Vic Theater, and someone mentioned Vic Theater is 21, and I'm 20 years old, not 21 yet.
I don't know, man. I can't imagine they can't. I'm sure they can figure that out. It's just not my department, you know? Like, we're writing the show, we're putting it together, we're rehearsing it. As far as the details about age limits and capacity and where the exit signs are and that shit has got to be found somewhere else online or calling the Vic. I can't be responsible for that shit.
I love you, man.
Imagine calling Mick Jagger. I'm stealing a Todd Berry bit here. Imagine calling Mick Jagger. Hey, Mick, when do you guys start? When do you guys,
what time do you guys go on?
I don't fucking know. You understand me?
No, I understand you. I'm in a band and,
it sucks. Not your band. It's just the whole thing of, when and what time are doors, you know how it is. We dig it, dude. We're on the same page.
Yeah, I had a question. Just like so many popped in my head because I didn't think I was actually going to get to talk to you. But when you're filming Awesome Show, like, are there any moments that like didn't make it at all that were like your favorite that maybe like you weren't able to put out?
No, there was not much. I mean, everything that didn't make it on the show was because wasn't up to snuff, you know?
Right.
It's always cut for the best. There's some stuff that's come out that, you know, or outtakes or whatever that are good. But, you know, you just put that show together, put it out, and move on to the next thing.
Awesome. All right. And is DJ Doug Pound opening, or is he playing?
As always, yes. We would never do it without him. Doesn't make sense.
I love all you guys' work.
Thanks, Alex. Take care. How about Matt? We have a few more minutes left here. Oh, Matt disappeared. Sven? Sven?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Wow.
Extreme. How are you doing?
Good. You got a nice warm tone to your voice.
SM58 microphone.
Oh, I could have guessed that if you'd given me a minute.
Yeah, yeah. I can plug a condenser in if you like.
Well, I could actually use a little gain from you.
Oh, really? Okay. That better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, it would be even
louder.
Yeah, that's great.
Distort it.
No, that's perfect. But now I need you to move about 4 inches off the mic.
There we go.
Okay.
Is that good?
Perfect. We got a perfect, perfect levels here.
Lovely. Okay, I've written some questions down for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Beach Boys in Decca. So you've had Al Jardine.
Yes.
David Mark's coming up.
Yes.
Mike Love, maybe?
We tried a few different times for Mike, and he's not available or not interested. So we'll keep ticking him off. There is a thing that happens when I get into the old man Decker outfit. The old man, you know, Decker is a dying man, and you'll see Decker Grandpa. That right. Before I do some, there's a point when I'm doing that makeup and it's a lot of prosthetic that I start looking a lot like Brian Wilson.
And, oh, really?
So we were thinking of having him on as like the great grandfather of Decker at some point.
Yeah.
That would be pretty fun.
He's got a good sense of humor.
I don't know. Maybe. I hope he does.
I think so. Maybe you've heard Love You.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
So, you know, we're fans. We're like, we kind of geek out on it a little bit, and it's like a weird thing. It's a weird little collecting kind of thing that we're doing here with the Beach Boys.
Yeah. And Bruce so, Johnson, maybe.
Brucey boy, Brucey.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it. Anything else you got written down there?
Yeah, well, I've got kind of some stupid questions and one not stupid question.
Okay.
Have you heard of Reeves and Mortimer?
Yes, I have. People have brought that up to me before. I haven't seen tons of it. Yeah, I haven't seen much of a ton of it, but it seems funny chaps.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Kind of British, Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Maybe. From the 90s. Yeah, okay. So the other one is the On Cinema in London thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What's that going
to
be?
Well, you'll have to find out, my brother.
Shit.
You will have to find out and visit the show. I mean, it's sold out, I know, but do you have a ticket?
Yeah.
Oh, then you'll have a good time.
I was worried it's just going to be kind of a screening of Oh God or something like that.
Now you've given us an idea.
Yeah, an hour and a half and then... What, like a one-minute review afterwards?
Sure. Maybe. No, we'll put on a show for you, trust me.
Great. Yeah.
What else you got?
You were talking about Sergeant Pepper last week.
Yeah.
Going back to the Beach Boys, have you heard of this new Wild Honey Deluxe edition they're bringing
out? No. They're going to put out Wild Honey Deluxe?
Yeah, it's like two CDs, but... You know, for Beach Boys songs, that's about 60 songs, probably 80 songs.
Yeah,
it's about £15, which is about $20 or something.
I'll check that out.
Oh, you should do. Yeah, it's like unbootlegged stuff.
Official release. Stuff.
Yeah, all remixed in stereo.
We will look into that. Loving it. What did you like the Sgt. Pepper's remix? Did you get into it?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. I don't know. Not a big fan of that album.
Not me neither. I told you. I said it's got a little. It's got too much. I don't know.
It's flabby.
It's not flabby because it's pretty tight. Like there's not a ton of songs on it or anything. It's
just, the opposite of flabby.
Yeah, it's just a little like it's got this. It's a little maybe it's too British or something. It's just too like. Marching band
Lennon's
horns and stuff.
Songs are a bit shit on there.
Yeah.
You know, he's not up until then, you know, his songs on Revolver and Rubber Soul were amazing. And then on Pepper.
It's one of those things where the sound innovations of it became so normal by, almost immediately from other bands just, you know, ripping them off or learning from their techniques that. It's not as shockingly, brazenly great now than it might have sounded upon first listen without anything else like it in the world.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I think the Beatles are kind of almost bigger in America than they are here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you've got all your classic rock stations, which I imagine play Beatles.
Well, the Beatles...
barely ever hear them on the radio.
We had this satellite radio station here, Sirius XM, and they just put out this Beatles channel, and it's so frustrating because they play all this... There's like, you know, I love the Beatles very much, but there is sort of like a universe surrounding them that's really shitty. You know, well, right now, for example, they're playing Ray Charles' I Got a Woman. So they play all these... You know, things that influence the Beatles. Some of that's kind of interesting, but then they'll play just people covering the Beatles. You know, they'll play like Sheryl Crow doing Here Comes the Sun or something. And it's just, there's just been so much crap that's come out that's connected to in some tangential way with the Beatles that it's just, you know, it's a bummer. But we love the Fabs. We love the Fabs. All right. Take care, Sven. Yeah. I got to go.
Yeah. Cheers, man.
Yeah. Nice talking to Sven. Joe Faracute.
I just got to mute the stream.
What can I help you with today?
I'm calling in from Montreal, Canada.
Yeah, baby.
I'm wondering what is the likelihood that Tim and Eric will be doing a show here? I see you guys are doing one in Toronto.
Yeah, well, the Toronto thing just came up. We got asked to do the Just for Last festival. We're not going to be able to do Canada except for the West Coast. So then Toronto popped up, and we said, well, we better look into a Montreal show if we can. So we're looking into one to see if that makes sense to do around the Toronto show. Yep. So stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Okay, that is very good news.
Thanks for your interest, Joe. Take care. We'll rife through some calls here. Thomas, quickly, please.
Oh, no, this is Matt.
Oh, Matt. Goodbye. Thomas?
Tim.
Hey, what's up?
Timmy. Tommy.
What's up, Tommy?
How you doing, man? I'm glad I got through.
Yeah, how can I help you today, Tommy boy?
Just became a gold member.
Oh, good for you.
Little confusing how that all works, but I'm just waiting to see what comes my way.
Did you just join?
Pretty excited about it.
I think
joined like a week ago.
Okay, I think it comes. I think your first batch of whatever comes in the first of the month. Like it doesn't charge you until the first of the. So I think that'll end up in July. You'll get some start getting some stuff from us. Believe
Excellent.
That's how it works. We might have to clarify that. We're learning. We're learning a bit about this world too.
Yeah, I have to figure out how to change my shipping, what my address is. Okay. I think I have to add that in or something.
Okay. Anyways, how can I help you?
Yeah, just wanted to call in. Big fan. Going to the Town Hall show in New York City.
Nice.
Big Apple.
Nice.
The Friday night show. Pretty psyched.
Good.
Just enjoying the show.
Thanks, brother. And we'll see you in a few weeks or about a month or so.
Yep, submit. Yep.
Peace to you.
All right.
All right, folks. We are winding things down. I want to appreciate and thank... Oh, no. Look at this. I've off the playlist of Office Hours, so I can't get my goodbye music if I just have to go back here to Office Hours. Chris, I already talked to you, buddy. I'll take... Ian, hello, Ian.
Oh, yeah, holding my stream.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I was wondering how ahead you guys are of the audience during On Cinema. Like, how much do you know that we don't while you're doing the show?
Do you want a number? Do you want a percentage? I mean, we're always ahead. We're always ahead. We got stuff figured out that's months ahead of years ahead.
So when you guys started Decker, did you already plan for Decker to be an actual show on Adult Swim?
No, we'd made the Decker as like an offshoot of On Cinema, just that would kind of air within On Cinema, and then we made the little web series. Then that was fun to do, and that worked out. So then we made the web series again for the Hawaii season, and then we did the Dracula season. And then right around the Dracula season or before that, maybe after the Hawaii thing, we felt, why don't we upgrade this thing a little bit? Maybe this could be, I think Adult Swim saw the potential of, it felt like an Adult Swim show, essentially. So with a little more money, a little more, kind of professionalism to it. It would,
right.
Because the characters were all there, the sort of style of show was there. So we kind of ran with that. And then that sort of influenced how we wrote On Cinema a little bit, but.
That's awesome.
That's how it works.
How did you meet Greg Turkington?
Huh?
How did you meet Greg Turkington?
I was a huge fan of his Neil Hamburger character. And so I met him in LA after one of the shows because I wanted him to be on Awesome Show, so we cast him on Awesome Show, kind of just to meet him. And we were both fans of his, so that's how we met.
That's awesome. Well,
thank
you guys are
blown past. Thanks, Ian. We love you. We love you always. And we want to say thanks, everybody. I got to get going because we got some appointments, really, that I have to get to. It is about 10:30. We've done our due diligence. We've provided a show for you once again. I want to thank the audience again. Thanks, everybody. Tune in to Decker this Sunday at midnight for episode 2 of the Decker Unsealed season. We're going back to Hawaii, folks. Back to Hawaii. We'll see you there.
Radio.